time for our mini set performer, and that's Johnny Flaherty. And I learned about him at a wonderful open mic in Roslindale called the Roslindale Open Mic, which is well represented here tonight. One of the producers of that open mic is Neil Braverman right there. Please give him a hand. And that's a great open mic. Normally two Mondays a month, the second and fourth, and I guess sometimes they have a fifth Monday. But anyway, it's a great place, and Johnny Flaherty goes there often, and I enjoyed his poetry there, and he's come here a few times, and I'm so pleased that he has, and he has the mini set, so sit back and enjoy Johnny Flaherty. Give him a big welcome.
Thank you. I'd like to begin by thanking Ellen for the opportunity. I'll just jump right in with this first poem called Tomcat. It's a hard life in the alley for an old tomcat like me. Since I left my sweetheart Sophie sitting under the backyard tree, got the urge to roam, gave up my home, and moved into the street. Now I must say I don't get much aid from most folks that I meet. So I'm an alley cat, and I like it like that. This wandering suits me fine. Freedom rings, temptation sings, and I give in every time. But fighting every night, stealing every day, makes a tomcat pretty mean. With zero friends to forgive my sins, I'm saved by this haunting dream. I dream about a face I've seen someplace. Don't recall how long ago. Those alarming eyes, that disarming smile. Is it someone I'd like to know? I see this face when I turn around, but it's quite a ways behind. Should I move along? Should I stand my ground? I can't make up my mind. Is there someone watching over me? Will I find out no one's really free? I always end up running down the road. Always wake up feeling brave and bold. Yeah, it's a hard life in the alley for an old tomcat like me. Many a day I do get weary, searching for a bite to eat. Ain't got no cozy fireplace to curl my tail up to. It's raining out tonight and I'm quite a sight, but I won't trade places with you. 'Cause it's a chance to prance and hoot and holler. It's playing the game without a collar. It's hiss or miss in the midnight hour. It's the moment of truth and the quest for power. Row, wah, wah, wah. Right. The next poem is about growing old. It's called Quoting Tom. Passing through twilight, I'm awed by the truth of it. Reading the tea leaves, I'm still in the thick of it. Quoting Tom Paine just for the hell of it. Saw an old stone wall and yearned for its history. Saw an old gravestone and eyed it suspiciously. Saw a scarecrow in a field who says he's looking out for me. Saw the Knave of Hearts on his way to the bakery. Heard Orbison crying in a caddy convertible. Heard Berlioz in a belfry ringing out the fantastical. Heard the foreman of the jury say, guilty as usual. Heard the guide on a ghost tour say, don't sweat the ethereal. Felt the wind in my fate as I set free my anchor. Felt the tug on my shoulder, but shrugged off the danger. Felt the trust in a handshake from a stargazing stranger. Felt the warmth from a wine glass in a bittersweet boudoir. Passing through twilight, I'm awed by the truth of it. reading the tea leaves. I'm still in the thick of it. Quoting Tom Waits and hardly aware of it. Quoting Tom Thumb's blues and still wondering what to make of it. Quoting Tom Paine and believing every word of it. Thank you. This is called Pick Yourself Up. If you never rebelled, then you probably never rolled back down the hill. Well, you pick yourself up, run a comb through your hair, and refill your will. Never beaten your head against the wall, then you probably never ever broke on through. Well, you beheld the vision, so you know it's there in reach of you. If you never chased a dream, then you probably never woke on the fire escape, where you climbed the railing, glared at the moon, unfurled your cape. Never taken one for the team, then you probably never ever cursed in the dirt, where you pick yourself up, take your base with grace, keep the hurt in your shirt. And when struggling with demon futility, trying to pick yourself up one more time, say a prayer to that god of adrenaline who goes by the name of spite. Thank you. Well, this one, I don't know it by heart, I don't think. But it's one I think we might relate to. It's called Open Mic Magic. I'm not a believer in the notion of a tough act to follow. On the contrary, I welcome the chance to follow the best. And recently had the opportunity to follow Carolyn Waters on stage. Let me tell you, when I got there, that stage was still smoking. As she left behind a trail of energy strong enough to jumpstart a whole band. So I myself just jumped right into it. Added my own measure and tossed it out to the audience, who caught it, multiplied it, and rained it back down on my head, causing me to levitate and gesticulate with abandon. As my own performance entered another dimension. And I ain't fibbing when I say I'll be leaving the stage smoldering for the next mandolin to catch fire in. Before staggering back to my seat under the weight of this euphoria. Thank you. It's a poem about weeds called The Weeds Manifesto. I'm here to tell you, brother, it's tough being a weed. The deck is stacked against us. No one wants us to succeed. We show up uninvited and grow up unattended. But we survive despite it, and we're damn proud of it. While other flowers get fertilized and groomed to be a source of pride, weeds gotta make it on their own. Disrespected by the do-gooders, we just turn a deaf ear, 'cause we got strength in numbers and impudence to spare. We don't get fed, so we don't get fat. We grow up wild and we grow up fast. 99 proof natural, enhancement free and spiritual. And a weed will never walk alone. So bring on the mowers and the movers and the shakers. Bring on the preachers from the twilight zone. We'll dive in all together and clog their sacred wheels, jam their blue-nosed blades and rattle all their bones. Bring on the wind and bring on the rain. We'll dance in a frenzy till the cows come home. Now we lean on one another, sacrifice for common good. But there are no rulers in the weed world, let that be understood. No crystal balls for gazing with a prize so plain to see. The winners are the revelers in the ecstasy of being free. Thank you. I'm going to end with one more short poem. Thanks for listening. It's called Bring a Favor to My Coffin. If I should die tomorrow, bring a favor to my coffin. Bring me John Wesley Harding, some live Thin Lizzy, and Working Man's Dead. Bring me my pipe and a measure of mellow from my medicinal herbal garden. Lay a church key on me, should Smittics get smuggled aboard. Bring me that picture of my darling daughter when she was walking on water. Hire that lady on the harp with a mischievous gleam in her aura. Then close the lid on my bravura. Thank you very much.
Johnny Flaherty. Great job. Thank you, Johnny. And if